Charlotte Dixon is a local student who, after a long educational journey, has now been accepted into medical school for this coming year. Charlotte is also one of RVS Cumbria's brilliant volunteers, helping out with various different roles within the team. And Charlotte's on the line now. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah. Are you enjoying your summer? You must be on some holidays at the moment, are you?
Yes, I am. It's lovely, thank you. Yeah, down south, so it's a bit nicer here.
Oh, yeah, it always is nice down there. Charlotte, first of all, just tell us a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about your story.
So I am originally from Shropshire. That's where my family live. And I came up, I was trying to get into medical school for the year of September 2016. But my A-levels didn't go completely according to plan. But luckily, Lancaster University offered me a place on the pre-medical studies course on results day, which was a complete lifeline, and I'll be eternally grateful to them. And so that's what I've been doing for the past year. It's been a bit of a whirlwind. Quite a hectic year, very busy, lots of work, not much else. But as well as doing that, I decided to launch myself into the Royal Voluntary Service. So I volunteer at the Royal Lancaster Infirmary, and I've been doing that since about November, and I absolutely love that. So I've been doing that throughout the year, and I will continue to do that. And I've recently had my results, and luckily I've passed the year, and now I'll be starting medical school at Lancaster in October.
Yay!
Super exciting.
Amazing, well done.
Thank you. You've
been through a lot then, haven't you, to get there, to get where you are now?
It's been really hectic, yeah.
Because when your A-levels didn't go as according to plan, as you would have hoped, you must have thought, oh no, that was sort of the end of it, did you? And then to be offered that lifeline by the uni is great.
I know, it's such a difficult thing to get into. And like, if anyone's listening that wants to get into it, I think the main thing is just keep going, because there's always pathways. And if it's not, it might not always be the first pathway that gets you there, but just don't give up. This is what you want to do. There's always ways. And there's lots of different ways that people get into it, by, you know, doing a degree and then doing graduate entry, or doing a pre-med course like I did. It's super hard, but if you want to do, then all the work will pay off.
So presumably you've had to do like a lot of assignments or exams or something this year, have you?
Yeah, this year I've had exams every 5 weeks.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness me.
And coursework ongoing. So I haven't really had the proper initial uni experience. So I'm really excited to get that this coming year.
Yeah, so what is medical school? It sounds very official.
Well, again, I haven't started yet, so I couldn't give you a complete answer. But essentially, it's a 5-year degree. Some medical schools do 6 years, and you can have the opportunity to intercalate. Again, it depends on which medical school. At Lancaster, it's between year 4 and year 5, and you do an extra year in the middle there to either do a bachelor's or a master's degree. So it's 5 years, so it's a lot of work. And the first 2 years, as far as I'm aware, are very much like the theory base. You're learning the basics of health and, you know, human science. And then as you get older, year 3 onwards, you start to do more of the clinical stuff and the diagnosing of disease and going out into the hospitals and placements in all the different areas and getting the full-on hands-on experience.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Because it's a long time, like 5 years, but by the end of it, you'll be ready to go, won't you?
Well, exactly, yeah. It's a scary aspect, but it's so exciting. And, you know, I think it's such a great career to go into.
I agree. I mean, I admire people like you, Charlotte, because quite frankly, I'm bone idle and I'll do as little as I can get away with. But there must have been, and I know we've just mentioned it there, such a phenomenal amount of work and effort gone into this over the last 12
really
months. But it's all paid off now, hasn't it?
Well, exactly. Yeah, it does. You just got to crack on sometimes. And even though when you're in it, it's not, you're thinking, oh, this isn't great. I'm not really going out and enjoying myself. But it does pay off.
Exactly. So when you got sort of the notification that you were being accepted into medical school is it October you're going, you start?
Yes, October, yeah.
How did family and friends react to this news?
Oh, they were just so happy for me. I don't think it's sunk in yet, and it's been a couple of weeks since I found out. I was just a bit shell-shocked almost, because, you know, that thing that you've been working for so long, because it goes all the way back to when you're doing your GCSEs and having to start work experience and things like that so early. So you work so hard for it, and then it's eventually paid off, and you're like, wow, like, I can't believe this is real. And yeah, my family and friends were just so proud and like happy for me, because they know how hard I've worked this year and how much I've given up for it. So I think they were just super happy and relieved for me, anything having to do with my stress as well.
You also, as we've mentioned just a little bit earlier on, you volunteer for the Royal Voluntary Service as well, which is great. What has volunteering with RVS done for you?
Oh, it's been incredible. As soon as I came up to Lancaster in October, I spoke to the on-ward manager for the Cumbria Royal Voluntary Service and, you know, said that I wanted to get involved. And obviously it took a while for the DBS to go through and everything. So I started in November and I've been doing it since. All they ask for is 2 hours a week. I try and do more where I can, but obviously because it's been such a busy year, it's been a bit difficult. But it's incredible, like just being immersed in a situation where you're just helping people and caring for people. Just for me, it just motivated me more to get through the year. And it's just so rewarding because you're doing things that not all the clinical staff can do because they're so busy. Obviously, they're lovely, so lovely on the wards, but they don't always have that time to sit and have a chat with all the patients. So that's what we do. Just go on, go around, see who's up for a chat, maybe play a game. I've also actually done the Move It or Lose It training with the Royal Voluntary Service that they just started. I think the Cumbria RVS was the first RVS to do that. So I was on the first training lot for that, and then we go around and help the patients do some exercises if they can, just to keep them moving and make sure they're not stuck in bed all day, and to help them regain confidence and independence when they get out of hospital. So that as well, it's so rewarding, just putting a smile on someone's face. Makes my day.
Exactly. Really, that's what it's all about, isn't it? I know we're the same here. You know, if we could put on radio shows for patients in hospitals and we make someone laugh or put a smile on someone's face, that's what it's all about. I spoke to Karen, actually. I've spoken to Karen a couple of times from RVS Cumbria about the chair-based exercises and the Move It or Lose It. And I know when I first spoke to her, she was just starting it up and she said, we're looking for volunteers and things. So I think it's great that you've got on board with that. Yeah. I'm really happy that that's taken off.
That trained me, and she's great, absolutely wonderful. So again, if anyone is, you know, up for doing that, I think they've got some more sessions coming up, training sessions, or even just for volunteering. It's just so rewarding, and it doesn't take a lot of you, and believe me, you just get so much out of it yourself, and so do the patients. You can tell that you can make a difference to them, because it can be quite lonely being in hospital sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. And are you going to continue with RVS?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Of course I am.
It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely,
100%, because
that's why I'm so glad to stay up in Lancaster, because I would continue it wherever I went, but I know the team there so well and the volunteers, and I got to know the hospital a bit better. So just be able to stay in the area that I've fallen in love with over the past year is even better.
So what are your hopes for the future then, Charlotte? Say in 5, 10, 15 years' time, what do you hope to be doing?
Well, hopefully I will get through medical school, despite how hard it will be, and graduate as a doctor in 5 or 6 years' time. And then I'm not entirely sure, really. Obviously, I want to have some sort of job, either a GP or a hospital doctor, and I would probably do my foundation training in Lancaster as a junior doctor. But I think it all depends on when you go on placements and when you go into each of the different specialty areas and you actually experience that will help direct your decision. At the moment, I quite like the idea of emergency medicine, but that could completely change, so I'm just going to keep my doors open and just be thankful that I'm going to get into such an amazing career that opens so many doors, and to be able to help people and care for people as a job is just one of the best things ever.
I think you do right. I think you're very wise, and you sound very you know what you know you want to do and the direction that you're going to go in, and I think it's fantastic. Just a quick note to volunteer for the RVS, like Charlotte has done, visit royalvoluntaryservice.org.uk and click on volunteer, and all the details are on there. And I know the team are always buzzing about here where we are at Westmorland General Hospital, and there's loads of them at Lancaster as well. So if you see any of the RVS people there, have a chat with them as well, because they're all brilliant, and get involved that way. Well, Charlotte, the best of luck with medical school. I'm sure you'll absolutely fine, and well done, and fantastic work with the RVS as well. That's great. And we must catch up soon.
Definitely, yes. Thank you so much for having me on the radio.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you so much.